welcome to Highly Irregular, the podcast with no right angle. Think of it like a blockbuster feature film. We're talking big budget, CGI, with all of your favourite stars. Look, there he is. And again, there he is. All your favourite star. The chemistry between him is incredible. What an ensemble. What do you mean straight to DVD? Chaps, logs, log. Day one. Hello. This is my first day and my first log on the ship. Should probably say something about how it went, I suppose. Made a bit of a splash on the way out and all, but all in all, a clean exit. It's a wee bit cramped in this cabin compared to back home, but I'm sure I'll get used to it.
Martin, platform 6 as well?
Yeah, got out of work a bit early today.
Oh, nice. Oh, here it is. Let's go.
Should expect severe delays.
Wait, did you hear that?
Over the PA, you mean?
Expect severe delays? Delays to what? This line?
Don't know. We didn't catch the start, did we?
Hopefully they'll play it again if it's something important.
No, I wouldn't bet on it, mate.
What's going on? Why aren't they saying anything?
No idea.
Anyone catch that announcement just now? No?
No.
Well, this is just what I need. You know, it's my 5-year-old's double bass recital this evening. I promised her I'd be there front row, and now this. How am I going to explain that?
I know. I was planning to distill a few casks of rum when I got back. But I'll never have time if this train's delayed till God knows when.
Just typical.
Is this our train?
I don't know. They didn't say. It might be.
Well, even if it is, there's no way I'm getting on until I know what's going on.
We could get stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that's true. But the next one is for half an hour.
If this is our one, I mean. Well,
yeah,
it's gone now.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous, frankly.
What a shambles.
It better be something good.
Like a hurricane.
Yeah, or an alien invasion.
Oh, here it comes. You're starting.
Here it comes.
Attention all customers. This is a Network Rail announcement. We are currently experiencing technical difficulties with our passenger announcement system and have been forced to reduce the frequency with which it is used until a solution has been found. Anyone waiting for this message to be repeated should expect severe delays.
Chaps, log, log. Day 12. No log yesterday, so no surprise if the one I make today turns out a wee bit longer, eh? More time to digest. I'd have been worried if I'd gone yet another day without one, but I suppose this is okay. Still pretty regular. Starting to get a little lonely out at sea on my own, but at least I don't have to worry about embarrassing myself. You know, if someone were to be eavesdropping on me in here. You know, chatting away to myself.
I am the critic, and what I say, no, it's gone. Shop review. This week, I am in the wonderful city of Philadelphia, staying with an old colleague of mine. He's not so mobile these days, so I offered to trim his hedges for him, but his trimmer was kaput, you see, so I set out to get a new one.
he recommended I try a store downtown called Four Seasons Total Landscaping. So I put it in the satellite navigation computer screen on my automobile and went off to find it. First impressions on arrival were terrific. The staff went above and beyond with the valet service, and the store itself was absolutely huge. It must have been at least 40 floors. How much gardening equipment can one shop stock? The overheads must have been enormous. As I entered, I saw they even had a receptionist, most unusual for a shop, and she informed me that I needed a reservation. Well, I don't think I've ever needed a reservation to enter a gardening shop before. Surely I can just come in and browse. However, as I looked around, there were no shelves, no stock, no price tags. How on earth do they expect to sell anything? Well, I came here for a reason, so I went back to the receptionist to say that I would take a reservation, I suppose, and she asked me how many nights I would be staying. A whole night buying gardenware? I know America is a little larger than life, but this is ridiculous. She asked if I wanted breakfast. I tried to explain that I only wanted to buy one thing. Could I please just get my trimmer and go? But she wasn't having any of it. In the end, I was forced to leave empty-handed and actually down $5 from tipping the valet. So, my verdict. An impressive, opulent shop. One of the most incredible I've ever been in. But charging extortionate overnight fees just for the opportunity to browse their wares, it's insanity. I can't make head or tails of it, and I still can't trim my friend's hedge. So for that reason, I give Four Seasons Total Landscaping 0 stars.
Out wide to Ramsfeld, crossed into the middle, but headed out by Baird. But only as far as Allegri lines it up and shoots! Well, the less said about that.
Well, that was absolutely top draw from the lad.
Top draw? Alfie hit it into row Z. He almost hit it out of the park altogether.
Aye, well, you see, Hugh, the top draw's where I keep my pants.
And now, it's time for Raffy Bones' Dog of the Week. Dog of the Week. Dog of the Week. This week's dog is a Labradoodle. That's my Dog of the Week. Its patented steel wool exterior cleans up even the toughest grime. And its photographic memory means it's banned from every single casino in town. They're trained to spacewalk. My neighbor said she saw one on the moon once. That's why it's my Dog of the Week.
Shucks, log, log. Day 56. Another day, another log. Sure, it's good to be consistent, but I doubt it makes for very exciting reading. Once again, a relatively clean exit. Nothing to be concerned about. I guess it's not surprising they all seem the same. I'm eating exactly the same stuff every single day. You don't exactly have the luxury of choice out here in the middle of the ocean.
Hey, Stu Horgan here.
Who?
I just come and water the plants, actually. It's good to have plants in the studio, you know, they're usually pretty quiet. Thank you for listening to episode 6 of Highly Irregular. That's right, 6 whole episodes. If these episodes were eggs, you could fill one small box of Highly Egulars.
Yeah, pretty tasty.
You just heard the second installment of our good friend Raffy Bones' Dog of the Week segment. I hope you're enjoying it. I wonder, what's your Dog of the Week? Why don't you let me know? You can send me an email at podirregular@gmail.com, or you can write to me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. The handle is podlyirregular, P-O-D-L-Y irregular. And let me know, what's your Dog of the Week and why? Now it's time to give an update on the No Time to Run charity ebook fundraiser that we put up last month. And, well, I can't really believe the response that it got. I put a target goal of £100 and said I would match donations up to that amount. I thought people would just, you know, think, well, it's a crabby little book. I'll chuck a couple of quid for it. And everyone who donated was so generous, and the goal was smashed in really no time at all and beyond. The grand total ended up being £266, and that is all going to the wonderful cause of Green Fingers Charity, providing green spaces for children in hospice care. And I believe that everyone involved in making that happen deserves a shout out. So let's put on the shout out music. Thank you to John, Austin, Tom K. Thank you to Johnny, who can't wait for the sequel, Even Less Time to Run. Thank you to James. Thank you to Dan. Thank you to Lava. And Josie, who can't wait for Barry's next thriller. Charlotte, who said it was too long and didn't read it. Thanks to Mackenzie, who is looking forward to reading this work of art. That's a very generous categorisation. Thanks also to Adam Schultz of Watercooler Talk podcast fame. Thank you to Big Tony, who says, Azalea, I hardly knew her. And to Gustav, who says he feels really strongly about Greenfinger and wants to make sure he can continue writing books. I feel very strongly too, Gustav, and I'll let Barry know. Right, that's pretty much it from me. Don't forget, you can listen again to any of these songs from the show on the Highly Irregular YouTube channel. And if you're enjoying the show, please consider subscribing and even physically telling people about it if you feel that way inclined. It really does make such a difference. Just time now before we resume for a word from our sponsor. And apparently they don't want me to read it. They've got someone else. So take it away, Stu.
I'm Stuart Lee, and this is an advert for Pizza Express. Because that's what you like, isn't it? You don't want to eat at McDonald's with a riffraff. No, you don't. You don't. You want the illusion of fine dining without actually having to make the effort of finding a good local restaurant. You want to look down on those people in McDonald's from your table in Pizza Express, looking down on them, eating their hamburgers with their hands, thinking what a bunch of cheapskates they are, while simultaneously waving your 2-for-1 voucher at the waiter, leafing through the Guardian as you sip your wine. Wine, which you can only afford to purchase by participating in the capitalist society you so claim to despise. Yeah. Some of you are sitting at home, listening to this, thinking, what's he talking about? I quite like burgers. Obviously this advert's not for you then. Why don't you switch back over to Capital FM, where you belong?
Ciao, Bella! Oh, hey, it's me, Episode 2's hotshot city trader and certified party boy Horatio LaBosse, here to give you my top 3 summer stock picks! At 3, the days are getting longer, and that can only mean one thing. Everyone's cracking out the shades, and demand for polarized lenses is soaring! How do you polarize something? Magnets! Get in while they're hot, cause these babies are about to go from south to north faster than my pants when I see a Bloomberg terminal. Ha! At number 2, Wellington Boots. Welly stocks plummeted following the news Glastonbury had once again been cancelled, but the market has failed to notice that summer rain is firmly back on the menu with the rise of the staycation, as millions of Brits face a summer in Blighty thanks to travel restrictions. Not me, of course. I've been out here in Dubai the entire time, obviously, because I can afford it. Duh! And my number 1 stock pick this summer, already a popular choice before COVID hit. And now, with over 120,000 deaths to answer for, face of the Tory party and harbinger of death, Boris Johnson, is a front runner in the Halloween costume rankings. Unfortunately, this has already been priced in by the market, and Boris Johnson Halloween costume futures are at an all-time high. So what do? Follow the supply. All those wigs have to come from somewhere. That's why I've taken out a large position in mop manufacturers, and you should too, before it's too late. That's it from me. I'm off back to the pool before the Instagram influencers wake up. Ciao.
Chaps log, day 138, I think. I have something extremely disturbing to report. Earlier today, I was diving over the trench, collecting plankton samples for the research. Well, I had my torch on my head, and I looked down, and I saw a hang lurking in the depths. Shadowy tentacles, easily as long as my bolt, maybe longer, swirling in the murky water, thicker than tree trunks they were. As my torch moved across them, I caught a glimpse of a huge, unblinking eye, staring right at me. And that's when my log escaped me. I was scared logless, right in my wetsuit. I couldn't help myself. I was terrified. I swam straight back up. Locked myself in this cabin. I daren't look outside again. What if it followed me?
Hey, pal. Why are you looking so glum? What's got you goat, huh? Why don't you turn that frown upside down, yeah? There's plenty of reasons to dance. What do you mean you don't know any reasons to dance? I'll give you plenty. Just listen to this.
Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Tax rebates. Mobile phones. Shrek Forever After. Beans on toast. Bus drivers. Origami swans. Globally eradicating smallpox through mass vaccination. Austin pills. Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Reasons to dance. Finding a penny on the floor. Finding change in the vending machine. Finding cash in the cash machine. Finding fruit in the fruit machine. When you go to the shops and you accidentally walk out without paying for your crunchy bar. Because you're too absent-minded. But nobody noticed you leave. And you were already round the corner when you look down at your hand and realise what happened. So it's too late to go back now anyway, isn't it? Reasons to... No, I don't mean being a thief. It's just a bit of luck, isn't it? Reasons to dance. Reasons. No, look, I don't... It's not stealing, is it? Because I didn't mean to. It just happened, right? It just happened. It's not like I'm robbing a bank or nothing. Just, you know, head in the clouds moment, and you know. No, I'm done, so, you know, it could happen to anyone. Reasons to... When life gives you lemons, innit? Reasons to... Oh, fine, I'll go and give it back then. Oh... Just a bloody crunchy bar. God. Can't you just let me have one thing?
And now here comes Belani, slivering up the wing with the ball at his feet, options to his right. Oh, and that is a horrendous challenge from Cartwright.
Oh, he's fine, nothing in it.
Well, Belani is still down here and that's worrying for Southampton.
Just play acting, it's pathetic.
Well, the medical staff are on now and the referee is going to take another look at this on the monitor.
He's gone in for the ball, nothing wrong with that. Just an old-fashioned, honest tackle. It's a contact sport.
Well, we're looking at the replay now. Incredible! You can actually see Cartwright making eye contact as he screams, "I'll kill you!"
Circumstantial!
Launching studs up directly into his chest.
It's a coming together!
Well, the referee has seen enough, and out comes the red card. Fully justified, in my opinion.
That's harsh.
Chaps log, day 139. It is as I feared. The beast has followed me. My ship is in its clutches, and I fear this log will probably be my last. I thought if I moved away during the day, it would lose my trail, but now the tentacles are wrapped around the hull, and well, I shouldn't really be writing about this in here, should I? That's what the ship's log is for. This is just my toilet diary. The ship's log's log. Let's see, significantly smaller than usual, but that'll be because I barely ate a thing after yesterday's encounter due to the terror and so on. Pretty understandable, I think. Came out in the morning though, which is quite rare for me. Anyway, I suppose I'll probably be perishing shortly. Time to come out of the cabin and meet my maker. If anyone is reading this after finding a wreck, I would strongly suggest checking the ship's log if you want to know what actually happened. I hope you didn't actually read all of this one. Well, here we go.
I know, you've got to go now, you've got a plane to catch, yeah. How do you do that anyways? Do you just like, use a really massive net or... Doesn't sound very practical to me, but you know, to each their own. Hope it goes well, try and catch a big one. See ya.